Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. All reports from the heartland tell us that this year's crops look good. Corn and soybeans on my farm are as good as I can remember. However, they are not ready to harvest, and a hot, dry August could do some serious damage. And besides watching the weather, we keep an eye on the markets. China's been an aggressive buyer of our corn, soybeans, pork, and beef. The pork production in China is still suffering from swine fever. They are down 20% below a year ago production. Now, the big question that we have is, will China meet or even come close to buying the volume of our farm products they agreed to do? Jameson Gure, a former chief of staff to the U.S. Trade Representative, had this to say, and I quote, "I don't think it's going to go away. The Chinese really need this deal, and the Trump administration has every incentive to keep it," end of quote. And a column in the Wall Street Journal informs us that China wants to keep trade matters separate from other frictions in the relationship. Well, President Trump has not been soft on China, blaming China for the Chinese virus and intellectual property thefts, human rights violations, and more. China's crackdown on Hong Kong has the United States and other countries pushing back, and we call China's aggressive action in the South China Sea as completely unlawful. With an election year up, both Republicans and Democrats are fighting to see who could be the toughest on China. Well, so far, the trade deal seems to stand alone. If China does follow through and buy the huge volume of our ag products agreed to, that would be terrific. In addition, they have promised to buy an additional $200 billion of U.S. products by the end of next year. I was not happy to read that President Trump had this to say. I quote him. He said, "The trade deal with China means less to me now than it did when I made it," end of quote. But the trade deal means a lot to American agriculture. We don't want it to go up in smoke. But hopefully we can keep our trade relationship separate from the other long list of disputes. And after the November election, the winner needs to sit down with China and find a way to live together. We don't need a Cold War. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.